Yep, that's it. It's doing that now. I'm Hannah McCulloch and I'm Policy and Parliamentary Officer with the Child Poverty Action Group. Yeah, absolutely. This is the first in-depth study into the personal experience of recipients of emergency food aid in the UK. And what it's found, as you say, is that it's gaps in the social security net that are the key reason for that. Most of the food bank users that we interviewed spoke of how they'd had a severe personal financial crisis. Often that was as a result of a difficult event in their life, such as ill health or relationship breakdown. And at that time when they were experiencing difficulties, their problems were often compounded and made worse by problems with the social security system rather than that acting as a safety net for them. Yeah, what the research has shown is that it's often problems with the administration of the social security system. So things like delays accessing benefits, in some cases people receiving benefits sanctioned that dramatically reduced their income, and also reduction in entitlement to disability benefits. These are the things that seem to really be affecting people when they're going through difficult times already. Well, I think at UK level, there's obviously a need to invest to ensure that when people need access and that support to this social security safety net, that they don't experience these delays. And that's a question of investing in the system. And I think there's also a need to look at how benefit sanctions are applied and to whom they're applied. And those are things that need to be done at UK level. But at Scottish level, I think there are also things that can be done. People are experiencing difficulties accessing good information and advice in some cases. So local authorities and the Scottish Government can act to invest in that. And also to look at devolved welfare. The Scottish Government does have control over some aspects of welfare, including the Scottish Welfare Fund, which is an emergency fund. So we want them to do all that they can to make sure that that fund is accessible to families and that it's sufficient to meet the needs of families in crisis. We don't, as an organisation, have a position on where powers lie, more how they're used. So, as I've said, there are things that can be done at Scottish Government level already to try and help families that are in this difficult situation through the Scottish Welfare Fund, through taking steps to reduce some of the costs that families are facing that are often proving really difficult for them. So the cost of childcare, the cost of school meals and school uniforms, and the cost of housing. There's a lot that can be done already at Scottish and local level to try and mitigate some of the impacts of problems with the social security system. Well, we'll keep working to make sure that these findings are understood and acted upon at UK level, at local level, and by the Scottish Government. I think the study is really useful because, as I said, it's the first in-depth study that really shows that what appears to be pushing up use of food banks is in fact government policy that can indeed be changed. It's not something that's inevitable. So we'll keep working to try and to bring about that change. I don't think so, no. Okay. Yeah.